This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
What if on Election Day? Director of Polling at the Cato Institute on Fox News weighs in.
So for Trump, he would need to win all of what we call the toss-up states. These are the states, Florida, North Carolina, Ohio, Iowa, and Georgia, all states that he won in 2016. But he would need to win Pennsylvania, again, the grand prize of this election, and he would need to hold on to Arizona. But it has voted Republican in every election since 1952.
And for a Biden win?
So for Biden, he would just need to flip one of those toss-up states, and just win Florida or Ohio or North Carolina, and then hold on to Pennsylvania, obviously. But then he would need to hold on to the rest of the Rust Belt states, you know, Michigan and so forth. And then he would need to win some of those purple states, like Arizona and Colorado.
USA Radio News.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
These long days leading up to the general election must be taking a toll on the presidential candidates.
I was very happy to have the moniker of being known as Pennsylvania's third senator. I know Philadelphia well. I married a Philly girl, by the way. And by the way, I got my Eagles jacket on.
He was actually wearing a Delaware Blue Hens jacket. President Trump has said he was the only president he knew that donated his presidential salary. In fact, the richest president ever, John F. Kennedy, donated his presidential and 14 years of congressional and Senate salaries. Joe Biden has two events planned today. President Trump has five. Hurricane Eta is expected to gain strength over the next 15 hours as it spins in the Caribbean Sea toward Nicaragua, bringing with it devastating conditions, including high winds. The storm is moving west toward Central America at 12 miles an hour. Eta is forecast to make landfall in Nicaragua late Monday into Tuesday as a possible Category 2 hurricane. USA Radio News.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
Can the major influx of people leaving California and moving to Texas make a difference in the way the Lone Star State votes? USA Radio News Val Dior has some answers.
The streets of Texas provide no answers as to how this election will turn out. In the Dallas-Fort Worth area, you do see more signs supporting Biden than those for Trump. Traveling south to the Houston area last week, different result. This historically red state has been hit by a massive influx of out-of-state residents. Californians moving here to escape housing costs and taxes they can't afford there. Will that blue wave be enough to wash away the red? Well, the president said Friday he's not worried. Many Republicans here say they are. From the Texas USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Val Dior.
It's that time of year again. No, not Thanksgiving, not Christmas, not New Year's Eve. The McRib is coming back. USA Radio News' Dan Naraki serves the details.
This time you won't need a website or an app to find the normally rare menu item. McDonald's is bringing back its popular McRib sandwich nationwide on December 2nd. It's the first time the sandwich has had a large rollout since 2012, despite making yearly appearances since then. The McRib had always been a limited-time release, and then only sent to certain markets. The concoction of pork, pickles, onions, and barbecue sauce has been a popular pick for McDonald's diners since it first appeared on menus in 1982. From the Ohio Valley USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Packages start at $39.99 a month with signed agreement. Restrictions apply. Speak to a representative for complete offer details. See Vivint.com for license details.
Homeowners, if you're looking for the best in home security and smart home technology at a price you can actually afford, we have great news. You can now get Vivint's award-winning smart home security systems starting at about a dollar a day. U.S. News and World Report has recognized Vivint as the top home security system of 2019, calling the Vivint system the best for a complete package of home security and automation, the best pro-installed home security system, and the best home security system with cameras. And right now, you can get Vivint's best home security and smart technology for about a dollar a day. Plus, get free professional installation. Protect your home and loved ones for as little as a dollar a day. Call right now for your home security consultation.
800-962-6082. 800-962-6082. That's 800-962-6082.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look.
Well, if it's okay with you, we're going to get down to it, right? As we get to the waning hours here of Election Day. And all I heard over the whole weekend, I don't know about you, was I just cannot wait for this to be over. And I'm going, really, you think this is going to be over? I mean, really? I mean, are you buying into that that fallacious Biden dystopian dream that somehow he's going to be able to unify the country after everything that the Democrats have done to disunify the country? They come in and say, hey, we're going to be the ones. I mean, gosh, I mean, this is what we've been hearing from Bill Federer for so long. This is a playbook that, you know, that radicals have used forever. And the Democrats have become the radical party, clearly. And they're putting America through all this grief. We've got people suffering right now because of COVID-19. Nancy Pelosi cannot seem to come together and work out a deal with the president and with the Republicans so that we can get people money, get them over. But no, you know, she figures that, you know, we can't let a good crisis go to waste. And while the Treasury is open, let's heal these Democratic states that have been so irresponsible at the expense of the people once again. Because this is what the Democrats do. There's no sense of responsibility. And so also, if the people are hurting more, then that puts pressure on the economy, and that works against one Donald Trump. Well, you know, we've come back from time to time to talk with Dr. Gerard Lomero for a specific purpose. He's one of the few people that I know that got it right in 2016. He's been consistent with his models. And I appreciate his, you know, his research capability, his proven models, and his ability and commitment, like us, to pursue the truth no matter where it leads. This isn't about politics. It's just real numbers. I mean, numbers can only be politicized if the politicians get their hands on it. And, of course, it's not just the politicians, but the mainstream media, because they're doing everything they can to get us to believe anything but the truth. Dr. Lomero is an author, political analyst, expert on forecast models, and he's also, his new book that you've got to read, Real World Socialism, all right, and get your hands on that. Dr. Lomero, good to have you with us. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing great. It's wonderful to be with you. You have a fantastic show that people love.
Well, it's very kind of you. Yeah, we work hard at this, to be honest with you. As you know, we've been doing this for I got back on the radio about 12 years ago, and to do this and the whole at the basis of all this was, look, we had to discover the truth. Let's keep our eye on the ball, figure out what the truth is. And right now, particularly in this political season,
right,
you've given us balance here against all this deception and how, you know, liars figure, you know, figures never lie, but liars figure. And we've gone through this, and to what means, you know, all the stress, whether we're talking about COVID, everything that's political, you know, will President Trump be reelected? Joe Biden, who's been operating out of his basement, who can barely complete a sentence, the people seriously would want to elect him as president and put him to handle our national security, which he did miserably with under Obama. And even, you know, Bob Gates said that he never got anything right. And the people really are going to let him be the one who can barely stay awake and answer the 3 o'clock in the morning phone call. Remember that infamous 3 o'clock in the morning phone call. You know, is he going to answer the call or is he just going to be caught snoring through it?
Right. Well, you know, the first thing I want to comment on your opening lines there, your discussion, was this idea of unifying the country, that Biden is claiming he's going to unify the country. I take issue with that. I think the left, the Democrats in particular, have shown one thing. They don't want unity. If they did, they would have acted that way long ago. But instead, their idea of unity is forcing people to live the way they choose them to live. In other words, we'll have peace in our country as long as you agree with us.
Exactly.
That's his approach. And I just want to say, I don't think he's going to bring any unity to this country. He's going to bring more problems. And it's...
Well, look, like you say, where has there been any indication along the way, whether with COVID-19? I mean, this is an all-out war against America, against the world, actually, that the communist Chinese have leashed upon us. And we're at each other's throats. I mean, are you kidding me? I mean, instead of coming together, you got Nancy Pelosi wanting to impeach the president. I mean, it's just been one thing after another brought to you by the Democratic Party, and they don't deserve to be rewarded, you know, for what they failed to do. They've not helped the cause. All they do is keep promoting, you know, these antithetical and disturbing, disunifying ideas, you know, about certain scientists. I mean, one minute Dr. Fauci is their champion, the next minute he's their goat. You know, all this stuff, and the president hasn't done anything. I mean, about COVID, you got to be kidding me. I mean, the list is endless. Yeah.
Update and making all sorts of decisions and forcing resources into the right areas. Presented New York and Los Angeles with those wonderful mercy ships.
Exactly.
And they weren't even utilized.
Mm-hmm. No. Even still, I mean, the money for the first round, where actually maybe it's the third round of you know, PPP money or PPE money that's been out there, that's not even, you know, it all hasn't been distributed still. And you go, wait a minute, what's going on with this, you know? And meanwhile, we need more money to get people through this. But see, as we continue to with this lockdown and these lockdown measures, Gerard, I'm heartbroken. I think of, you know, because I'm a businessman at heart, and I think of these, you know, these entrepreneurs that have been out there. They've given up so much. They borrowed money from family members, done everything they can to realize their dream. And all of a sudden, through no fault of their own, their dream has been crushed. And it's almost like the Democrats are on the outside, you know, along the perimeter, cheering it on, cheering on the destruction. I mean, it's almost like another form of looting that's been perpetrated on these business people, you know, and when you think about it.
And it's all about power. These people want power. The Antifas and the BLM, the militant branch of the Democratic Party, they want destruction. And ultimately, they've told us openly about it. Ultimately, what they want is the destruction of the constitutional system we have now with our guarantees of liberty. They want a socialist communist state in which they have all the power and we have nothing. And
exactly.
It's not going to fly. And I want to give some good news to listeners.
I'll tell you what. Well, I want to join you. Hold on to that for just a moment, because we only got about a minute left here, and let's round this out here.
Okay.
But you're exactly right. You know, the Democratic Party has embraced, you know, these radicals that are doing their bidding right now, and of course they're making sure that they've got money to bail them out. I mean, it's disheartening to see that a major party of our country is doing this. So. All we can hope, and I've said this from day one, Dr. Lomero, as you know, all we can hope is that there's such a resounding statement from the electorate to let the Democrats know that this is unacceptable and that they do, in fact, implode and re-engineer themselves. Because where they stand right now, they're insisting on trying to sell, you know, what sell 70% of what only 30% of the country is even interested slightly in. And, of course, there's been lots of lies and support that has been given them by the mainstream media and big tech, and it's led us to believe things that are not so. But look, we've got more from Dr. Lomero after this. Stay with us.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com. When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Recover Now is a national campaign aimed at the education and awareness of the devastating effects of opioid and heroin abuse and curbing drug and alcohol addiction in the United States. Recover Now is sponsored by treatment facilities nationwide. Many of them have been where you are, and they want to help by spreading a message of hope and recovery. They're working hand in hand with major insurance companies nationwide that can help you or a loved one get clean in 7 to 30 days. Recover Now is embarking on a national outreach campaign on TV and radio to promote anti-addiction messages. So if you, a loved one, or someone you know has a problem with drugs or alcohol, do not wait. A new life for you could be 30 days away. Call us right now. I promise this call can change your life. Sponsored by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
800-493-4620. 800-493-4620. That's 800-493-4620.
Values, faith, service, they still exist here.
Gil Martinez, live.
Hey, we're fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific, 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Dr. Gerard Lomero, he one of the few people I know of that got it right in 2016. He has been our go-to researcher and modeler when it comes to things political and the numbers and, you know, all this polling, as confusing as it has been. I was just talking with Gerard off air here, and it's been interesting, you know, because going back to 2015, he predicted the demise of the Democratic Party. It took me a couple of years, and I said, it's interesting that you looked at it through models and through your science and discipline, and I looked at it from a spiritual standpoint to see what's going on, that this cannot withstand. You cannot have, you know, this kind of, whatever you want to call it, just blatant dishonesty and destruction. Everything that goes against the very character of God, which the Democrats have embraced by eliminating God. If you think not, even more so, read that. What was it, 110 pages, Gerard, of the manifesto, the new Democratic manifesto from Bernie Sanders and Joe Biden? Is 110 pages? If you read that, that would scare the holy what have you out of it. I don't know, but again, you know, people usually they don't read and they or they pick and choose what they want to read and believe in. So anyway, you've got some good news for us. It's the reason why I want to bring you on again to encourage people, because the mainstream media, big tech, all those that are pulling those levers, doing everything they can to lead us to believe that it is going to be just like in 2016. It is a fait accompli. It's going to be a landslide for Joe Biden.
No, absolutely the opposite. It's going to be a landslide for Donald Trump. My current electoral map looks like 348 electoral votes for Donald Trump, 190 for Biden. He's not going to be close. I think it's going to be such a big runaway that I don't think even Biden can follow Hillary Clinton's advice. She said, Joe, you shouldn't concede under any circumstances. Just fight. You know, just keep it open. Try to get every ballot counted. And you wonder, is she saying print a few extra ballots in the side? I don't know. But I don't think it's going to be worth his while, because I think it's going to be obvious to the American people this election is going to be won by Donald Trump. And by the way, just look at the enthusiasm. We have one spontaneous Trump parade that was 90 miles long on an interstate highway. 90 miles.
90 miles?
Yes, it's incredible. Wow. We've had other ones, 17-mile motorcade. We had one that went all around Colorado yesterday. Spontaneous.
Wow.
And they just go around. They have Trump flags on their cars, banners, and it's amazing. I mean, this kind of incredible enthusiasm does not go to a loser.
Well, I kind of like what they did in Austin. They welcomed, it was San Antonio, actually, San Antonio, Texas, where they welcomed the Biden bus with a parade. Of course, they felt threatened and whatever, but they caravaned around the Biden bus with all the Trump flags and banners and everything like that. And, of course, you know, the Democrats made it into something. But it would have been interesting, because if it was the other way around, if it was a bunch of Biden flags, coming close to escorting a Trump bus, would all be just fun and games and everything like that. But, but all these things, like you said, they're very organic, the way they're coming together in all places. In California, Gerard, my brother, lives in Studio City. He has said just almost weekly there are parades, Trump parades, cars, cruisers, cruising up and down the streets. My nephew down in San Diego said there was over 1,000 boats there. Also in Havasu, all in a boat parade for Donald Trump. A big parade even going through Rodeo Drive in Los Angeles as well, in central L.A. So kind of amazing, this organic response that, you know, it's not happening. And the other thing, too, which I thought was interesting, because I had the somebody had posted something yesterday, and I said, what are you talking about? Oh, Juan Williams had made a statement that Donald Trump's events have become super spreaders. And I go, where did that come from? I hadn't heard any news about any super spreading. And then I checked out, and there was some professor from suddenly some professor in Stanford is saying, it started all these you know, the super spreader of the campaign of Donald Trump, but they kind of can say it but not say it, and then there's so many people that have died that they kind of can say it but not say it. I mean, see, this is all this delusion and this trickery that they're thrusting upon. But you know, if there had been a true super spreading event at a Donald Trump campaign, do you think we would not know about it very clearly, that it would take some sort of, you know, somebody that they paid, some professor in Stanford, maybe associated with, you know, Blasey Ford or something, God only knows, and that they write up this document, and all of a sudden that becomes the new exegesis here.
Yeah, let me tell you something, too, about socialism. I wrote the book Real World Socialism, and I think I have one of the best libraries maybe in America on economics and on capitalism and on socialism. So I know the subject. And you know what I found over the centuries, literally, since the Communist Manifesto in 1848, when Karl Marx introduced communism to the world and socialism, what I found is that socialists always have to take over every aspect of an economy. So this COVID virus is a socialist playbook move. They've done this for socialist reasons, to help get their power. And they do this everywhere they go. They did it in Germany. They took over every institution. And they do it in country after country where they try to take over the country and convert it to socialism and then communism.
Are you telling me this was purposeful, or was this an accident and all of a sudden now they're taking advantage of it?
Well, the original virus, whether it's an accident or not, really we have to ask the Chinese. Did they purposely spread it, or did they just happen to have it spread? Mm-hmm. I don't know about that part, but the fact that it would be used and turned into a political weapon, that was intentional.
Yes. Yeah, that part's been purposeful, and there's no doubt. There's a Chinese scientist who escaped with her life, and she's here, you know, saying, look, they did this on purpose, and then the release to the other nations was also purposeful. I mean, this was an all-out attack on the entire world by the communist Chinese. And here it is, again, in the spirit of a true Democratic Party philosophy, not to let any good crisis go to waste. This was a perfect arrow for Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer. And as you said earlier, you know, people need to understand. And it's hard to get your brains around it when you talk about politics. But you said it clearly. It's all about power.
It is. That's their goal, power. They don't want people to have it. That's why they don't like the Constitution, because it guarantees individual freedom, which when you have freedom, you have power to live your life the way you want it. They don't want that. They want to control it because they're smarter.
Yes.
They know how to do everything better. They know that cows aren't good for you. You shouldn't eat hamburgers.
Right.
You shouldn't fly an airplane. Those aren't good for you. See, they're telling you how to live. And they want to run every aspect of our lives, and most people don't want it. That's why they're going to get rejected. The Democratic Party has gone too far to the left. They've abandoned the American people. They've abandoned the American voter, and they've abandoned our constitutional system. They want socialism and communism, and guess what? They're going to be rejected. And I'll go that one step further. That prediction from 2015 keeps getting refined, and I've been saying for a year or more that the Democratic Party will close its door in early 2021 after their terrific loss this November. I think they're going to lose big. I think they're going to continue to lose in the future. They're going to have to shut up in terms of shut down their system. I really do.
Well, maybe it'll be another one of those moments, kind of like with Bill Clinton when he lost the midterm so severely and he had to come out and make the announcement that the era of big government was over. Remember?
Yeah.
Because it was so resounding, and that he was forced then at that point to do something that really saved his presidency, and that was get along with Newt Gingrich and the Republicans. If they hadn't done that, what do you think would have happened to a Bill Clinton administration? That was really a lifeline in and of itself to the Democratic Party and allowed them to survive. But, you know, you would think that if their policies would work, then you would say that California, because it's been, you know, it's a supermajority of all Democrats, that they would be the poster child for success for socialism, would they not be? Only 7 seconds left.
They are a poster child, but it's not for success, it's for failure.
Dr. Gerard Lomero, right here. Thank you.
Sponsored by Chase Bank. Millions of consumers will be receiving their stimulus check in the coming weeks. For most, it will be deposited directly to their bank account. But countless others will receive a paper check in the mail, which may not come until late summer. For consumers who lack access to a bank account, there is still time to open one online, and that could help them get access to their money faster and more safely. Banks offer many options for most people, including those without banking experience or those starting over financially. Many of these provide access to mobile banking. One example is Chase Secure Banking. It has all of the benefits of Chase, no overdraft fees or fees to deposit checks. Plus, you can send money digitally, receive funds, and pay bills. To learn more about Chase Secure Banking, visit chase.com/securebanking. To learn more about other affordable and safe bank account options, and to join the Bank On movement, visit covidbanking.joinbankon.org.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
What if on Election Day? Director of Polling at the Cato Institute on Fox News weighs in.
So for Trump, he would need to win all of what we call the toss-up states. These are the states, Florida, North Carolina, Ohio, Iowa, and Georgia, all states that he won in 2016. But he would need to win Pennsylvania, again, the grand prize of this election, and he would need to hold on to Arizona. But it has voted Republican in every election since 1952.
And for a Biden win?
So for Biden, he would just need to flip one of those toss-up states, so just win Florida or Ohio or North Carolina, and then hold on to Pennsylvania, obviously. But then he would need to hold on to the rest of the Rust Belt states, you know, Michigan and so forth. And then he would need to win some of those purple states, like Arizona and Colorado.
USA Radio News.
At 58 years of age, I noticed a dramatic energy decline. After a five-day work week, I had to use one of my days off to rest and recover. I also had cut my gym visits down from three times a week to once a week. Since I began using Green Meadow Whey, my energy level has greatly improved. I no longer have to take a day to recover. I have increased my gym visits back to three times a week. I'm actually more active and feeling better now than I have in the last 5 years. It's so nice to wake up in the morning feeling good and ready to go. Before trying Green Meadow Whey, I must have tried every whey protein product on the market, and every one of them caused me bloating, gas, and constipation. I've had no such issues with Green Meadow Whey. In fact, I'm sleeping better, my vision has improved, and surprisingly, my emotional and mental state has also improved. I love what Green Meadow Whey has done for me.
Green Meadow Whey comes from milk derived from grass-pastured cows. To order, call 888-988-3325 or visit greenmeadowwhey.com.
Keeping the spirit of Don't Tread on Me alive. Bill Martinez, live.
I don't know if you caught this, but yesterday Brett Baer with Fox was interviewing Congressman Clyburn. And Clyburn made this reference that Donald Trump had related to black women, said that, you know, called them dogs. And did I miss something? I don't recall that ever occurring, where Donald Trump referred to black women as dogs in that context, the way it was said. And Brett Baer just allowed it to go unchallenged. Nor did he remind Clyburn that it was Joe Biden himself that referred, and this I do know, referred to black men as predators, if you remember, in 1994. I don't understand. I mean, it's like Fox can't, you know, can't ask a question, a follow-up question of somebody named Congress Clyburn is just allowed to pour into the political bloodstream this kind of hate and vitriol and adds to it and then says somehow that he's concerned about cleaning things up and that he wants to be a part of the solution, you know, so to speak. I don't understand it. But this is the way we're being misserved. And that's just from Fox News. And if we've noticed more and more, they seem to, you know, be moving more to the left as opposed to being, you know, kind of a representative outlet of things that could be considered to be conservative. You wonder, you know, what is going on there? With us right now is Rick Gates, and it's good to have him back. Rick was the former deputy campaign chairman for the Trump campaign. Is the president also went in and was involved with the president's inaugural committee, co-founder of American First Policy Super PAC for President Trump, and author of the new book, The Wicked Game, an insider story on how Trump won, Mueller failed, and America lost, and also working with 20 Days to Save the USA. Rick, welcome to the show. Good to have you back with us. How are you, sir?
Great, Bill. Thanks very much for having me.
All right, here we are. We're in the final stretch of election. You know, tomorrow we're already being warned that it won't be, we won't have the final answer tomorrow, but that it could be, you know, sometime toward the end of the week possibly. What do you see?
Yeah, absolutely. I think given the advent of a number of states delaying their counting of mail-in ballots or giving an extension, it is going to prove problematic to ultimately coming out with a winner tomorrow unless there's a blowout, you know, kind of either way. Which, you know, over the weekend, given the traction that President Trump has been able to build, that is very likely. But I think given particularly, you know, situations like Pennsylvania, Michigan, Wisconsin, and North Carolina, the fact that they've extended so far out after Election Day, you know, is going to prove very challenging. And I think people are going to be watching very vigilantly, you know, for any type of, you know, kind of election voting shenanigans going on. And it's critical that we make sure that none of that happens because we want to get that free and fair election in and out as quickly as we can with a decision made. Because the American people, you know, don't want to wait for a week to you know, determine who's president.
Well, and it's amazing how the Democrats, even Clyburn, I was mentioning him, suggesting that, you know, to make sure that we had free and fair elections, somehow has now been, you know, twisted into some form of voter suppression.
Yeah, and look, I got to tell you, I have very little tolerance for this kind of rhetoric. And this is doing nothing but scaring, you know, people. And I tell you what, I think, and I'm watching this very closely, I think a lot of these points that the Democrats are raising are going to backfire on them tomorrow. And I think they're going to scare more of their own voters than they are Republican voters. And I think that's just tragic that a sitting congressman, you know, would go out and say something like that.
Exactly.
I mean, you're supposed to be the one supporting free and fair elections. So don't talk about, you know, suppression and other things like that. I mean, that's just, we don't have a place for that, you know, in our democracy, and he knows better than that.
Well, maybe if we had just one big election party around his household, you know, with that kind of vitriol being spilled into their bloodstream, maybe he might tamp it down a little bit. But, you know, Congressman Clyburn's protected, and Nancy Pelosi is protected behind the gates of her security and all that, and they can be reckless. And this is disgusting, whether we're talking about COVID-19, the other piling on of negative attitudes. I mean, the president wants to be positive about getting on top of COVID, and it's like as if, you know, he's some sort of knucklehead. The guy is a true CEO of a company. How many CEOs of a company would you hear that would just talk about the constant demise of the company and think that somehow they're cheering them on? I mean, this is like the strategy of Jimmy Carter all over again, isn't it, Rick?
Absolutely. What you're seeing in President Trump is somebody that has had that business experience. He's built a business empire. He knows what it's like, you know, to have, you know, profit and losses. And he understands, you know, budgetary process. And when you look at all this, you know, Bill, it's very interesting. You know, the Democrats aren't really talking about a vaccine. Why? Because they're afraid that that's going to give the American people hope. And what President Trump has been able to do with that is get that vaccine out there as quickly as possible. That is because of a CEO mentality. That is not a government insider mentality. You know, what the FDA said it would take 2 years to come up with a, you know, a vaccine.
Right.
That is pushing where we need to push. And the reason the vaccine is important, right, is because he's finding the solution.
Exactly.
So in his mind, we can talk about masks and we can talk about, you know, scientists all we want. But at the end of the day, it doesn't get us anywhere closer to a vaccine, to a solution to the problem. That's exactly what he's doing.
Well, the other thing I maintain, Rick, is that we're at war here. I mean, we are combating this pandemic that's been leashed upon. It wasn't like Donald Trump says, oh, I have nothing better to do. Let me come up with this bug and throw it out around the world. It was the communist Chinese has done this. And because of Trump's leadership, we're at this point with no help from the mainstream media, or God forbid, the Democrats, Nancy Pelosi and the leadership, because for them, they see this as an opportunity, as Lindsey Graham said, you know, to grab power. They're power grabbers. That's all they know. They don't know about bringing the people together. And then meanwhile, you have Biden in typical politician form, you know, lying to the people and talking about, oh, he's the one to unify America. Well, if that's the case, where the hell have you been for the last 4 years, buddy? Not to mention the eight previous.
Exactly. Not the eight previous. How about the 47 previous? If you can't get something done in, right? If you can't get something done in 47 years, why would anybody in America think that you could get something done in the next four?
Exactly.
And that's exactly, you know, why President Trump ran. And he really, I get this question all the time, like, why did he really run? He, one, he loves the country. And two, he was very frustrated with Obama and Biden. They did absolutely nothing. And he just got tired of it to the extent that he said, you know what, I'm going to run because I know I could do better than these two guys.
Yes.
And he's done more than in 4 years than both of these guys have done collectively in 56 years.
Exactly. Well, they were totally incompetent. I mean, look what they did. I mean, first of all, they took over a healthcare system that's been a mess that even to this day we're at each other's throats under, you know, dealing with the mess of this. And John McCain, who himself early on said that he was against Obamacare, had the deciding thumb to do something to get us to this next level, to progress out of Obamacare. And what does he do? Because, you know, out of ego, and he wanted to put a thumb in Trump's eye. But what he did, he put a thumb in the American people's eye. Because instead of us being further down the road to having a good and fair and very effective health program, we're still dealing with the residue of Obamacare, that mess that was so confusing purposely, that Jonathan Gruber said, because the American people were so stupid that they had to give it to us this way. This is the way the Democrats think about us, ladies and gentlemen. You got to remember that. And also, like we're hearing today, you know, from Joe Biden, the same thing that echoes Nancy Pelosi. Well, you got to pass it to find out what's in it. And Joe Biden is saying, you got to elect me to find out what's in me.
Yeah, and that's ridiculous that you have to elect somebody to find out what they're going to do. Joe Biden's not outlined anything he's going to do other than raise taxes, which I think would be a disaster to our economy. So President Trump's got the right message and the right vision. We just got to get the Republican voters out there tomorrow to make sure, you know, he is put back in office for another 4 years.
Well, we know, Rick, history has said that, you know, less than half of the electorate gets out and vote. But I'll tell you what, we need that half to come out in resounding numbers if we're going to save this democracy, don't we?
No question. And the more voters we get out, look, the numbers are great. You know, if we just get our turnout tomorrow, the intensity, the enthusiasm for President Trump is off the charts. And
well, I'll tell you,
look at the lines and the rallies over the last.
I was going to say, if the rallies and these parades, I mean, Gerard Lamero was just telling us they had a 90-mile-long parade for Donald Trump the other day. Boy, that's quite telling. More from Rick after this. Stay with us.
Sponsored by Amazon. Amazon is making the grocery shopping experience more accessible for customers who would like to use SNAP EBT benefits while shopping online. Customers with a SNAP EBT card can order groceries from Amazon at no additional cost and no membership required. SNAP participants can also enjoy the benefits of Amazon's low prices, vast selection, with free and convenient home delivery available. Christina Herman, Amazon spokesperson.
At Amazon, we're always looking for ways to improve the shopping experience and are dedicated to making grocery shopping accessible for all of our customers. With online acceptance of SNAP EBT, customers can access a wide selection of everyday food on Amazon Grocery and fresh produce, meat, and more from Amazon Fresh in most metropolitan regions.
SNAP customers can find budget-saving options and exclusive discounts across beloved grocery brands. For more information about the program, visit amazon.com/snap. Again, that's amazon.com/snap.
How would you like to improve your hearing by 100% for around $100 a month? Are the joys of life worth $100 a month to you? Of course they are. All Hear produces state-of-the-art hearing systems that are guaranteed to improve your hearing or your money back. These are quality devices, not some cheap imitation. That's why we guarantee your hearing will be improved. We'll even give everyone that calls right now a free 30-day home trial. Use your hearing device for 30 days. If you're not 100% happy, send them back. And we offer easy financing plans for about $100 a month with virtually 100% approval. If you're ready to get your hearing back the way it was when you were younger, call right now for your risk-free 30-day trial.
800-765-2964. 800-765-2964. 800-765-2964. That's 800-765-2964.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Bill Martinez, we have a country to save.
I hope you caught that powerful pronoun, which is also the first pronoun and opener to our U.S. Constitution, we the people. That commands us to be activated. You can't be passive. I mean, the reason that we are where we are right now is America sat back, we got passive, and the elite said, get out of our will, we'll take over. Because you know what? You guys are stupid. And you need us. If you didn't have us, you know, as President Obama said, you didn't build it yourself. You know, it's all about big government. I mean, this is the utopia that the Democrats have been trying to sell, which is a communist utopian society that says everything belongs to the government. That's the geniuses. They've got control. That the everyday, the forgotten man and woman, you know, hey, look, just stay on the farm. Just keep producing and we'll tell you when to stop. Well, the former deputy campaign chair for Trump and author of Wicked Game, an insider story on how Trump won, Mueller failed, and America lost, Rick Gates continues with us. Rick, as we were talking offline, and this is what I heard over the weekend, people are starting to add up how the media and others have pigpiled over this presidency, and I'd say over America, because Donald Trump has been of our hope to get control of our country once again. As he said on Inauguration Day, that he was putting the power of the government back in the hands to where it belonged, and that was with we the people. And of course, the media and these power grabbers heard that as a very dark speech, right?
Absolutely. And look, at the end of the day, there's never been a precedent that's been more attacked by the media. I mean, Donald Trump was attacked from the day he was elected. Even before he was inaugurated.
Exactly.
And they've gone after him for every possible thing because, look, nobody expected him to win. Nobody thought he was going to win. And when he won, he completely threw their world upside down and they didn't know what to do. So they do what they always do. They just react in a very aggressive and belligerent way to try to remove what they saw as the problem. And again, mm-hmm. you have a few people on the inside, probably more than a few, but a lot of people on the inside. And now with the media and tech giants and others, that just think they know better than what the American people. That's why we have a democracy. Everybody
right.
gets to vote. And so you can't just delegitimize the presidency because you don't think it's right for whatever reason.
Mm-hmm. Well, Rick, it was quite comical and ironic because when you go back 4 years ago, the media followed Trump because of their own greed. Because Trump is a ratings juggernaut. Everywhere he went, there was just numbers that followed him, and it pushed their ratings up, and they couldn't help themselves. And then after he got elected, their response is, oh, boy, we got to make up for that. So now they purposely have reported in a negative angle. I mean, to the degree that MRC says something about 92-95% of anything reported on Donald Trump is negative. Now, come on, give me a break. 92-95, that is intentional. That isn't by accident.
Oh, no question. And look, they need to show the negativity because they think that's going to move. And you could make an argument to some extent, you know, during the term of the administration that actually had an impact. But what they're seeing now is that it's backfiring and that even people, you know, out in, you know, normal voters everywhere across the country are seeing exactly what the media, you know, has done. And you got to remember in 2016, you know, Donald Trump, you know, people keep saying, oh, Donald Trump was able to get, you know, a lot of angry, you know, white voters out. That's not a correct a statement. If you look at the voters who came out to vote for Donald Trump in 2016, it was from all walks of life across the United States. We had blue collar Democrats. We had college educated women, non-college educated women. You know, we had, you know, Latinos. We had blacks. We had all kinds of vote coming in from people simply believing that Donald Trump was an outsider and finally somebody other than a politician, a do-nothing politician, can actually lead our country. Why not vote for that? Let's give it a try.
Exactly.
And I think what they saw, it was a great experiment, and they saw that, you know, here's a guy that can actually get stuff done. And now, of course, the Democrats are even more afraid of that.
Well, you know, we had hoped, you know, for those of us who have been in business and we saw what Donald Trump saw in terms of the mess that it was. And, you know, and this went on, you know, well before even Obama. I mean, you know, Jimmy Carter. I mean, this whole political mess. I mean, this has just been a continuum and a trajectory that our political process has been on. And Donald Trump, like many business people, I mean, you know, Ross Perot came out and, you know, if you remember, and a lot of people had a lot of hope because this guy made a lot of business sense, made a bad choice for a vice president and impaled his candidacy. But I don't think that he was really there to become president as opposed to Donald Trump. And of course, then you had Mitt Romney coming in with his business acumen. You thought, oh, okay, well, maybe Mitt Romney will do it. But he didn't have what it took. But it took Donald Trump. Donald Trump, this gazillionaire out of Manhattan, to come out of nowhere with all the pomp and circumstance. And it just it took over. And here it is for 3.5 years. Promises made, promises kept. I mean, Barack Obama only wished that he had maybe one or two, three of the accomplishments that Donald Trump has been able to effect. But we're talking, you know, when you look and you go in a deep dive, Rick, and I know you've done this. I mean, we're talking hundreds of accomplishments that Donald Trump has been able to effect in 3.5 years. And this is against all the power of Nancy Pelosi, the resistance, impeachment, the mainstream media, the purposeful words and narrative that they put out there, narrative propaganda, big tech controlling and propagandizing us in this new age of technocracy. It is amazing that in spite of all those headwinds, Donald Trump, because he's been honest and hardworking, and because, you know, this is the thing I say about the truth. It's so powerful that you really ultimately cannot hold it down.
Well, one of the things that President Trump and back in 2016, Donald Trump saw was that, yeah, these politicians never delivered on what they said they were going to do. So, you know, I'll give you, you know, a couple examples in one instance where, you know, the president, you know, was more concerned about fulfilling his campaign promise, whether, you know, he had taken a position on the policy issue, but he just wanted to deliver because he wanted the American people to see that you can get things done, that government can be a force for good if it is navigated and guided in the right way. And that's what he wanted to bring to Washington. So he's not thinking, oh, I've got these three priorities done, so I can back off and I don't need to do anything. No, exactly. He said, here are my campaign promises. I got 4 years to do them, and I'm going to do as many as I can. And to your point earlier, he would have gotten health care through if, you know, Senator John McCain and others hadn't played politics.
Right.
That's exactly what he's exposed in all this. And you see it more recently with the, the COVID and the economic stimulus package that Congress is trying to get through, that was nothing but sheer politics. And on both sides, right? I mean,
right.
Let's be honest, this is the Republicans and Democrats in Congress could have come together. The president tried to get them, to get something done for the American people. And both sides played politics. And unfortunately, the Americans lose out from that. But that's where President Trump, steps up. And he's not going to let these guys, do that.
Right.
He's fought them, all along the way on different stuff because he knows it's right. And look, there have been some cases where he sided with Democrats because he thought the policy was right. And obviously more majority time on policy with the Republicans. But the point is, he's able to broker.
Yes.
Like a normal, sitting U.S. president, like if it was a Republican, they wouldn't do anything with the Democrats.
Yes.
And this is where this guy breaks down the political barrier. He's not politically correct, and he doesn't care about the politics. He just wants to get things done.
Well, look what happened with Obamacare, for example. It was going to be the legacy issue for one President Obama. He didn't want any Republican hands on it. This became a unilateral decision by the Democratic Party, and this is why it's a mess. And you're exactly right, and I'm glad you brought that up, Rick, is that the problems that Donald Trump as an individual has had to incur, I mean, it's bad enough, you expect it to come from Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer. I mean, that's the antithetical force, it's obvious. But when it comes out of your own party, and I think that Donald Trump has really raised the bar and opened the eyes of conservatives that, yes, in fact, you can make a promise and you, in fact, can keep it and you can come up with good policies because we do know, as you're aware, good policy makes for good politics.
Well, look, let's be honest. This is how it's supposed to work, right? Candidates are supposed to go out and they're going to say, here's what I believe in. Here are my policy positions. And then when they are elected, they're going to say, okay, I'm going to get these policy positions done. And what you had is just decades of politicians coming and saying, oh, I'm going to do X, Y, and Z. And then they get into office and they change, they pivot, they might change direction, whatever the case may be. And this is not Donald Trump. I mean, he's not going to pivot. What you see is what you get. And I used to get the question all the time, what's he like behind the scenes? He's exactly the same. I mean, he speaks his mind. He tells you what he thinks. And he tells you what he believes in. And you either like it or you don't. And that's why you have the ability to vote. And this time around, I think the American voters are going to see that. And they're going to see what he's done. I mean, if there's one thing, Bill, you look at right now. This guy wants the job. Donald Trump has worked harder than, in the last, 5 days than Joe Biden has in the last 5 years. And it shows, and the people recognize it. Even Democrats, I've had friends say, wow, I mean, Donald Trump is all over the place.
He just came off of COVID. Give me a break. I mean, 2 weeks ago, he's in the hospital, Rick. And look at him now.
Isn't that amazing? I mean, the guy is a machine. And you see how, people talk about his health and everything. I mean, look at him. I mean, people can't keep up with the guy. He's all over the United States right
exactly.
now. And I guarantee you. They said, he's not planning any events tomorrow. He'll definitely do events tomorrow. I mean, he wants to get out to as many people as possible. It's his direct line of communication with them. And he's going to do it as long and as far as he can.
Exactly. And, for the sake of this country, and it's a great example for all politicians, is if you make a promise, honor your promise where the people work hard on their behalf. And I think, we could see a whole new turnover there in Congress, whether it's the House or the Senate. We got a lot of young people, a lot of women coming into play as well, Rick Gates, even from the conservative side. So this could be in the midst of what has become a rather tumultuous season, could end up being a rather sweet one at the end of the day. And I can only hope that would be the case.
Absolutely agree. I think the more that he presses forward, I think you're going to see a whole swath of people leave Washington if he's reelected.
You got it. Got to leave it there.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.